parents, right?
Yeah.
And you have your dharma.
Mm-hmm.
As students to fulfill. You have your duty as being a student to fulfill.
Yeah.
And you adults, you have your dharmas to your wife that you must fulfill, and you wives have your dharmas to your husband, and all of you parents, you must take care of your children and give them the best samskaras and opportunities in life, so they will become first-class people. But we should never forget that our highest goal of life is to love and serve Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Sivaya Pum Sankaroda Mohan Bhakti Sivaya Ahai Bhakti Yakti 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 Yakti. That for everybody, regardless of what family they take birth in, regardless of what nation they take birth in, regardless of what faith they may take birth in, the highest goal is to engage in Krishna's loving devotional service. So that loving service for us people becomes available through the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda is very kind. I think Gaur Nithai, they're very, very kind. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described as Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Chaitanya. Yeah, so what does Namo Mahabharanyaya, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means that he's the most kind and the most giving and loving incarnation of Krishna. Remember, most kind and loving incarnation there has ever been. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is the first expansion of Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the same as Sri Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Nityananda is Balaram. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahabharanya. He's so kind, he's so magnanimous. He came to give us fallen people this love of God. There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that says, Anarpita chadim charak korunaya vichyana kala samarpayita unata uparasasabha. For us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to give us the most exalted form of loving Krishna through the agency of chanting Hare Krishna. He did not care what background we came from. He did not care what we have done in this life. He did not care what we have done in our sojourn of so many births and deaths in this world. He only wanted us to take Harinam in order to attain pure love for Krishna. Bas. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. He didn't discriminate.
It's like Chaitanya Charitamrita explains. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and their associates, the Panchatattva, they went to the storehouse of love of God, and they broke the seal on the storehouse. They broke the lock on the storehouse of love of God. And they went inside and they drank so much love. They became very intoxicated with love. And then they went to everybody and they said, please drink with us. Please drink with us. Without discrimination. But that is how kind Lord Chaitanya is. In the Thai, although he is the same, he's Krishna, the expansion of Krishna. Bhagavatam teaches us that according to the tattva of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the different forms and the expansions of Krishna, they have the spiritual potency of God. If you know, many times people would ask Prabhupada, what is the difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda? Or many times he'd say, what is the difference between Krishna and Balaram? And Prabhupada said, the only difference, Krishna is black, Balaram is white. The spiritual potency, they're the same. But although they're the same, Lord Nityananda has a special mentality. And you know what his mentality is? His mentality is, I am the servant of Lord Chaitanya. He never saw himself, he never thought of himself as being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always saw himself as being, I am the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as Lord Chaitanya, he wanted people to take this love. Lord Nityananda gave his life to facilitate that. Lord Nityananda is so kind. All of you all, when you think of Nityananda and his mercy, naturally you think of Jagai and Madar, correct? And maybe you've made dramatic presentation of Jagai and Madar Lila. Have you done that here? Yeah. Everybody always likes to play Jagai and Madar. So they can be real monkeys during the drama and they can make everybody laugh. But Jagai and Madai were actually very bad people. Many times in the dramas, they're portrayed as being like silly people. But truly, truly, Jagai and Madai were bad. They had birth in a good family, but they wasted everything. You ever met people like that before? It's sort of like they're born with that proverbial silver spoon in their mouth, but they throw everything away. Like Narottam Das Thakur, he prayed that, Hari Hari Bipale Janama Bhainu. He said, Lord, I've wasted my human form of life. I heard from so many people that my business in life was to love Radha and Krishna. And despite the fact of hearing from people and seeing people engaged in service, I didn't do it. Therefore, I've drunk poison. Willfully, I've drunk poison. It's a sad thing to think about, isn't it? People squander the human form of life and not engage in Krishna service. So this Jagai and Madai, they were so bad. What is that?
Check the mics.
It's not necessary. Not necessary. Pujari, we are competing with your bell. Stop. Oh, now we have mic. Krishna. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. You moved the beaker. This is not Indian Pandav program. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. No. No, 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 no.
Okay, let's focus again, everybody. Jagai and Madai were born in good family. They were born in Brahmin families. But they became drinkers. They would eat anything. They would hurt any people. They were so abusive. They only cared about just trying to enjoy the moment by absolute tamasic activity. And what happened? Lord Chaitanya was beginning his Sankirtan movement. And the devotees, they were coming together, like over here in Koladweep, not going outside, but gathering together behind the wall, behind the closed doors, and they were singing Hare Krishna. And at one point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Now, go outside." He said, "Do we have any Bengalis here? Any Bengalis? Okay, chinta mat karo." Said, "Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Go." He said, "Everybody that you meet, give them Krishna's instructions. Everybody that you meet, ask them to chant Krishna's holy name. Everybody that you meet, tell them to do puja of Krishna. Don't be afraid." Just like our Lord tells us in Bhagavad Gita, Mahasuchaha, don't be afraid. And Nityananda Prabhu, he gave that instruction. Nityananda Prabhu, he received that instruction so enthusiastically. He was thinking, "Now we will show the greatness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we will go and we will give everybody these holy names without fear and without discrimination. And everyone will be saved through this chanting." And his friend was Haridas Thakur, who was considerably older, but they became preaching partners. They had their preaching buddy system. And they were buddies together, and they would go out and they would preach. And they would go throughout Navadvip telling everybody, "Worship Krishna, chant Krishna's name, and study the teachings of Lord Krishna." That's what he was requesting. And then one day Nittai heard that there are some very, 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 very bad people. Jagai and Madai. Just keeping themselves absorbed in intoxication the full day and abusing people. And Nittai, what was his mentality? Let us go save them. If we save them, then the glory of our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly be known. People will glorify him as being Patita Pavana. What does Patita Pavana mean? You know Patita Pavana? How about you? You know so much. How about you? Who can tell me what Patita Pavana means? Huh? He's the savior of the fallen. He uplifts the people who are most down. He said, if we go there, and if we give these people the holy names, and if they chant, then the glory of our Lord will certainly be known. So they went there and very humbly approached, Nittai very humbly approached these dacoits. Use the word dacoit? Where are you from? Are you like South Indian people? Yeah. What's the equivalent of dacoit in South India? Daku. What in South India do you?
We also call Daku.
You call Daku? That means real bandits.
Gundas.
Oh. You know, about a month and a half ago, I was walking in Vrindavan one afternoon, and I walked about 12 kilometers to one village, and I said, what is the name of this village? And they said, Gunda Atas. And I went, Babri Bab. Maybe I shouldn't be here. Out of those villages, all Gundas live in Vrindavan. They were Gundas, they were so bad. But Nityananda, full of humility and full of love, selflessly, and not with any sort of like, oh, he's good, he's bad, he's this, he's that, non-judgmental, went to Jagai Madai and he said, my brothers, please chant the holy names. Please take the messages of Krishna. Please worship Krishna. And basically they became enraged. And they started saying, these Vaishnavas are so foolish. So foolish Vaishnavas. They're coming here and they're telling us something like that. Now, probably most of you grew up in like nice families. And most of you, probably from your childhood, you've known either Krishna, or you've known Narayan, or you've known Vishnu, or you've known somebody that you've worshipped. And your family did all, you know, samskaras for you. But some of us, we didn't grow up like that. Some of us took birth in different types of families. We took birth in families of people who had no ideas about Vedic culture. At one time I wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. It was a Vyasa Puja letter. And I really... That was back in 1976. And we didn't have computers back then, so we couldn't check things quickly. And it was just like based on your reading and the shastra that you studied. And I presented a whole letter with an argument that Prabhupada, I'm undoubtedly the most fallen man on earth. But by your mercy, you saved me. And it had a lot of Shastra in the letter. And I received a reply from Srila Prabhupada. And he said, your Siddhanta is correct to the Shastra. Meaning, yes, you are a fallen man. And yes, you have been saved by my mercy. But then he said, I can tell by this offering that you're studying my books. And he said, therefore, always read my books. And if you do that, always you'll be happy. Shanti. Remember, you're very close. Nitai, he just approached them. He wasn't judgmental. He was just thinking, this is a spirit soul who has become bewildered by the influence of material nature. This is a spirit soul who has accepted adharmic behavior as being dharmic behavior. And we see the world is like that today, right? People can't tell right from wrong. Everybody is doing nonsense. And they think that it's correct because that's what they learned when they were growing up. And it's the impressions that they had when they were growing up. Nitai didn't care about that. He just went and said, take the holy names. And they became so enraged. These foolish people, they're devotees. Why are they coming to us? Why are they asking us this? Who do they think they are? I can relate to it. Because I was in that situation. And my guru came and he said, take the holy names. I've been preaching in places like Central Asia for the past 30 years, where most disciples and most devotees who join, they're from a different dharma. But they hear the message of Krishna. They hear the divine knowledge of the Lord. They chant the holy names, and their hearts turn. No one should ever say that that can't be done. You're special people, because you were born into this culture. Most of us weren't born into this culture. And still, by the grace of Nitai, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, and by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, we have taken up this Krishna consciousness. Nitai wasn't judgmental. Please take. Please accept. And they wanted to hurt. And Haridas Thakur looked up and he said, we must run. These people are very bad. They're going to do something to us. And they both started running. And because Nitai was younger, he was running faster. And Haridas was... Like this morning, we went for a walk at the marina. And I said, let's run a little bit. And Brajabhumi was running so much faster than me. And I said, that's okay, you're young. Nittai was running, Haridas was running, and Haridas is calling out, "You're going too fast. Slow down, save me." Nittai said, "Hey, every man for himself." But they ran and they went back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they gave their report of their preaching to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nittai was so enthusiastic. Lord Chaitanya was so happy. Haridas Thakur said, "He almost got us killed today." Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He took that risk to give them Krishna's teaching. He took that risk to give them the mercy of the holy name. And then Nittai, the next day, he said, "Let's go back. We have to save them." And Haridas is going, "Are you crazy? They're going to kill us." And Nittai said, "No, let's go." And they went back, and again, with folded hands and with full humility in his heart, Nittai said, "Please, my brothers, chant the holy names. My brothers, please, take the teachings of Krishna to your heart. It's like all of you, your lives have become revolutionized. Why? Not just because you're living in a desert. Not just because... Quiet, pujaris! What? Not just because you're living in a desert. Not just your lives haven't become revolutionized just because you're making so much more money here than you can back in India. Your lives have become revolutionized because you met a Vaishnav. And the Vaishnav gave you the divine knowledge of God. And the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, there is no thing that is as sublime and as pure as transcendental knowledge. And he says that in the past, many souls, they boarded the ship of transcendental knowledge and they sailed to the other side. Many sinful people, he says, many sinful people, they boarded the boat of transcendental knowledge and they sailed to the other side of material existence. You know, the material ocean is really big. You know that? It's huge. It's a lot bigger than Persian Gulf, or what do you call it? Is it Persian Gulf here? It's really a lot bigger than Persian Gulf. It's bigger than Indian Ocean. Can you imagine? It's really big. But it's said for a person who's accepted the transcendental knowledge of the Lord, and he surrendered to the Lord, and he engages in chanting Hare Krishna and performing the Lord's devotional service, that whole vast material ocean, it just shrinks to the amount of water that's contained inside of a footprint of a calf. Can you imagine? Like you see calf's footprint? Like a calf has little tiny foot, right? Yeah. Little tiny foot. And the whole ocean shrinks to that amount of water, and then you can just step over it by the grace of God. Yeah. Can you imagine how wonderful it is? Okay. Nittai was fixed. I don't care what they are. I'm going to get them to chant. I'm going to give them these holy names of the Lord. Get them to engage in devotional service. And then they really became upset. What did they do? Who knows? Tell me, Madhav.
They took a stone and threw it at the chicken.
They were drinking alcohol. Can you imagine how low they were? They were drinking alcohol. They had one matka. One clay pot that their alcohol had been inside. They broke it And they threw it and it hit Nittai right in the head. And it cut his head. Now, like if somebody does something to you and cuts your head, what's your papa going to do? Your papa's going to come out and take care of him, right? You know? But they went back. They went back. And whoever it was that threw it, I forget which one, it started chasing. And then the other brother said, "No, no, don't go." But then Lord Chaitanya heard that his devotee had been abused. So Lord Chaitanya heard, "My devotee has been abused." Lord Chaitanya immediately called his Sudarshan Chakra, Krishna's weapon, his weapon of choice. And he called his Sudarshan disc, huh? It's so powerful. It's the Lord's energy. And he came and he had his Sudarshan disc and he was going to cut their heads. He was going to kill them. But Nittai said, "Lord, no, don't do that." He said, "Because in this age of Kali, everybody has demonic mentality. In the age of Kali, everybody is possessed by all bad qualities." This is like this morning, Brajabhumi was telling me something about somewhere in the world, I forget where it was, some quarreling going on between nations, you know, people angry at this nation, people angry at that nation. And I just looked up and I said, "Yes, it's Kali Yuga." People like to quarrel senselessly in Kali Yuga. And the Bhagavad Gita says, "Manda Sumanda Matayo." Because people are just lazy in Kali Yuga. People are agitated in Kali Yuga. People are always misguided in Kali Yuga. And the worst thing is people just have no taste for spiritual understanding. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, "Now I will kill them." And Nittai said, "Lord, no, please don't. Everybody is possessed of demonic consciousness in Kali Yuga. But our business is not to kill the demon, but to kill the demonic consciousness by changing the heart." Or it's like in the Christian faith. They say, "Hate the sin, don't hate the sinner." Confirmed. This is... Okay, wait a second. Amin. What type of name is Amin? Huh?
It's like after prayer they say Amin.
But Amin is a Muslim name, right? So this is the message that Amin from Beirut just sent. When you feel morose, chant Hare Krishna loudly and hear it. That will reestablish you on the platform of transcendental bliss. Amin has sent. Amin, he reads Prabhupada's books about 10 hours a day. Plus, he runs a hotel in Beirut. Yeah. Lord, don't kill Jagai and Madai. Kill that consciousness. Kill the evil consciousness. You know, if you wanted to kill, then come as Narayan, come as Vishnu, come as somebody who's, you know, come as some incarnation who's killing everybody. You didn't come to kill. You came to give love. You wanted to uplift people in that way.
Jai Nittai!
Jai Nittai!
Nittai was begging, "Lord, give them mercy. They are really the most fallen. Lord, give them mercy. Don't kill them, Lord. Change their hearts, Lord." The Lord said, no, I'm going to kill them. They've offended my Vaishnav. He was very adamant. So then Nittai, you know, not to be, you know, set back by the failure of plan A, he created plan B. He said, well, the one, he stopped the other one from throwing again, you know, be kind to him. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, he stopped my devotee from being abused. And he went over and he embraced him. Which one was that? I always get the story mixed up. Anyhow, one he embraced and he just fell over in ecstatic love of God. And Lord Chaitanya said, but I'm going to kill the other one. And then the other one, naturally, he was trying to come up with some arguments. Oh, you know, Lord, you're the father of all. All living beings are your children. I am your son. You know, a father never, you know, will abuse his son for doing something wrong. Lord, please have mercy upon me. And he said, no, I'm going to kill you. Lord Chaitanya is very adamant. And Nityananda, so kind and so merciful, he's praying, no, Lord, please don't. And because of the kindness of the Vaishnava, because of the kindness and the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then this, whoever it was, either Jagai or Madai, you know, the Lord gave him the holy name. Perhaps even he told Nittai, he said, you give him the holy names. I can't remember the story exactly. But they received the holy names. And they both became pure devotees of the Lord. From the most degraded condition of life, by the mercy of the Vaishnava. I think it was Madai. Because there's one Madai got. After that, both of them, they just lived a life of total remorse, you know, for the sin that they'd engaged in. And they personally dug a ghat so the Vaishnavas could come and they could bathe. And they always chanted the holy names of the Lord. Nityananda is so kind. And when I met little Narayan, and his pop told me that his name was actually Nitaicharan. I said Nitaicharan Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. It's been said by Nartam Das Thakur. Our goal of life is Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Pran Mor Jugala Kishore Jivera Jivane Marane Gati Arunahi Mor. In life or death, I have no other goal except the devotional service of Radha and Krishna. Nothing else. No other form, just Radha and Krishna. That's what I want. It's also said, Nitaicharan Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paitanai. We will never achieve our goal of Radha and Krishna unless we serve the feet of Nittai. If we serve Nittai, he will give us mercy, and then we can attain Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us mercy and stamps us as being, you know, bona fide, worthy Vaishnavas, kalas. Everything is done. It's just like, what is it in India? You know, you buy something and you want to see if it's got that ISI, what do they call it?
ISI.
You want to see if the ISI is on the item? You know, to know if it's like actually bona fide item to use. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his ISI stamp on us. And then, Chalo, you go to Vrindavan. But if you get Chaitanya's mercy, you should get the mercy of Nittai. Narottam Dasa Thakur has also written, Ara kabe Nittai chander korona hoivi sam sarabhasana mora kabe tuchahare. When will that blessed day come when Nityananda will bless us? When will Arakabe Nittai Chander? When will that moon of Lord Nityananda, Nityananda Chandra, when will he bless us? I pray so much for that day. My life is based on hope for that day. Arakabe Nittai Chander Koruna Hoivi. When will he give his mercy? Samsarabhasana Mora Kabitu Chahave. And then every samsarabhasana. What does this samsarabhasana mean? Samsarabhasana means material desires. If Nittai will bless us, then every material desire will go from the heart. And we can't go there to serve Radha Krishna as long as anything material is in there. You can forget that. Any material desire. Like Srila Prabhupada, you know, he'd often say, Prabhupada imported your entire culture to the West. Many people came and they presented some philosophy. Srila Prabhupada imported your entire culture. You know, we're Western boys and girls, find ourselves wearing dhotis and saris and putting tilak and only taking the best of, you know, Indian vegetarian cuisine and everything. And he imported the gulab jamun. And before that, none of us ever knew anything about gulab jamun. We only knew like Mars bars and Snickers. And he imported gulab jamuns, and we all became like madly addicted to gulab jamuns. First prasad I ever put in my mouth was halva. It was such lousy halva. Really. But when I ate it, I felt like my hair was standing on end. And at that time I had long hair. And I looked at the lady and I said, it was making me ecstatic. I said, what is this? She said, it's water, it's sugar, it's butter, it's semolina. And I looked at her and I said, my whole life I've been cooking water, butter, semolina, and sugar. Because my habit was I would wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, stagger out of my bed, walk into the kitchen, get a big pot out of the cabinet, fill it halfway with water, put it on the stove to boil, go in and take my quick shower, come back, and then walk into the kitchen. The water was boiling. I get the semolina and dump it in there, and I'd stir it up with a whisk. And then I would take it off the table. I put it in a huge bowl, and I put like, you know, a half a kilo of butter on top, and dump a bunch of sugar, and that was breakfast for years before going to school. I told the lady, I've been making this my whole life. It never tasted like this. It never did like this to me. She said, oh, and this is like first time I ever meet devotees. Within 15 minutes of meeting the devotees, I don't know anything about anything, about anything. She says, oh, we put a special ingredient inside. And I said, yeah, what's that? She said, the saliva of Krishna. And I went, oh my God. And then I just sort of surrendered and I said, this whoever he is, he's got some tasty saliva. And then she said, wait a minute, I'm going to bring you something to drink. And she brought me a cup. I said, what is it? And she went, it's lemonade. And I went, oh my God. I said, if his saliva was in... Anyhow. Yeah. Arakabe nitai chandere korona hoibe samsara basana mora kabi. Prabhupada say one golden sweet ball, one gulab jamun. If when we're like laying there on the bed at the time of our death, everything else finished, and we're just thinking, one more gulab jamun. One, just one more. Most of you people of South India, oh, one more piece of Mysore pak. if there's any like people from Andhra, oh, one Jaipura ready pera, Pera. Just even one, we're back here again. But Arakabe Nittai Chandere, Koruna Hoibe, Samsara Basana Mora, everything by Nittai's grace will be washed from the heart. And then we can get the stamp from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nittai was so merciful that Nittai opened the marketplace of the holy name in Navadvip. This morning, my friend Shivaram Swami, he's in Mayapur now, and I sent him a message. I said, today you should go across the Jalangi and you should go to Godum Dweep. And you should sing this song about Nityananda sitting in Godrum, because Godrum is where he started the marketplace of the holy name. And in marketplace, you're all businessmen. In marketplace, everybody's bargaining, right? And so the devotees are coming and they're bargaining about the holy name. And Nittai is saying, is the only price that you're going to pay for this is your shraddha, your faith. If you chant with faith, you'll get maximum amount. And Nittai loudly declared to all the devotees, all the merchants, "Hey, bhaiya, I will get you. Shabdan, be very careful." I'm only kidding. Nittai said, if while all these bunyas, as they're purchasing and dealing in the holy name, because everybody purchases and then they resell, right? Mm. You buy at one price, you resell at another price. You make your money. He was saying, if anybody at once ever, when I see them chanting Hare Krishna, I see them chanting the name of Gaur with a tear in their eye, I will happily drown them in the ocean of love of God. Nittai is so kind. That Prabhupada was saying song about Nityananda, Nittai. You say Nittai's feet. Nittai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. He said Nittai's feet are more cooling than millions of moons. Because by his mercy and by his grace, we can find relief of the suffering of material existence. So on a day like today, we should think about Nityananda Prabhu. And we should beg Nityananda for his mercy. We should ask him to help us. The path of spiritual life is always a bumpy road. Of course, we know that if we keep the association of good Vaishnavas, like you have here, and we always hear and chant in the association of Vaishnavas, And if we don't make, if we avoid making mistakes in the association of Vaishnavas, then the road can become very smooth. But still, it's a long road. The guy asked Brajabhumi yesterday, how old are you? And you said you're 41? Huh?
41.
41, he's like, I looked at him and said, you're bacha. 41. You know, I'm 69. 41, 60. It's like such a young age. And he has, and all of you, you have such long lives ahead. And you, bhaiya, you are, how old are you? How old are you?
5 years. 7?
Yeah. You have like another like 85, 90 years in this world. Such a long life to be Krishna conscious. But by the grace of Nittai, if you pray to him today and you ask him for his mercy so that you can have pure devotional service to Krishna, Nittai will give you such big blessings. Such big blessings. He'll let you chant the holy names of the Lord purely. But you have to ask Nittai. And similarly, all of us, we have to ask Nittai. We know that the mercy is there. The problem is we forget to ask for it. Isn't it a fact? The mercy is always there. We have to ask. We have to become beggars at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And if we beg him for his mercy, we'll get it. So it's an auspicious day. It's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful opportunity for all of us. Think carefully about the mercy of Nittai. Pray for the mercy of Nittai. Accept his mercy with an open heart. Understand that Guru Maharaj is like representative manifestation of Nityananda Balaram. Serve Guru Maharaj very purely. Never make offense to Vaishnavas. Never think in a negative way. Never speak in a negative way. Never act in a negative way in relationship to Vaishnavas. And then the mercy will flow. The mercy will flow. Never be judgmental. Nittai, he was non-judgmental. He never judged people. He just said, please, take love of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants everybody to have love. Take love of God. Chant these holy names. Read the words of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Take love unconditionally. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Nityananda Prabhu Ki.
Jai.
Nityananda Prabhu Ki.
Jai.
Nityananda Prabhu Ki.
Jai.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki.
Jai.
Panchatattva Ki.
Jai.
Radha Madhav Ki.
Jai.
Krishna Balaram Ki.
Jai.
Radha Shamsundar Ki.
Jai.
Guru Parampara Ki.
Jai.
Guru Maharaj Ki.
Jai.
Shri Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Ananta Kuri Vaishnava Rinda Ki.
Jai.
Nittai Gopremanande.
Hari Hari Bol.
Nittai Gopremanande.
Hari Hari Bol.
Nittai Gopremanande.
Hari Hari Bol.
And then naturally, take the Mahabhishadu and Nityananda.
Hari Krishna.